Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Well, and as the third week of Lent draws to a close now, we're on Saturday and we're looking at Schindler's List, which, Peter, I believe was a firm favourite of Pope John Paul II's.
Now, that I hadn't heard. At least I share that with the Pope. It's a strong favourite of mine. It's a very moving film. In fact, I should tell you that the first time I saw it in Melbourne, we were at a theatrette, and the two people sitting next to me were survivors of Auschwitz and had benefited by Oskar Schindler's intervention. So it was a very moving experience just being there in the same theatre with them, watching it for the first time. The reason for choosing it today might seem a bit strange when I say that the Gospel is actually the story of the Pharisee and the publican. And I thought that Schindler, who ultimately was praised by the Jewish authorities as someone who was righteous, in himself, he actually was rather more like the tax collector than the Pharisee, that he really should have been at the back of the church. He was brought up a Catholic. But he was really quite an exploiter, not very edifying in his own life, and that emerges through the film.
People die. It's a fact of life. He wants to kill everybody? Great. What am I supposed to do about it? Bring everybody over? Is that what you think? Send them over to Schindler. Send them all. His place is a haven, didn't you know? It's not a factory. It's not an enterprise of any kind. It's a haven. For rabbis and orphans and people with no skills whatsoever. You think I don't know what you're doing? You're so quiet all the time. I know.
Are you losing money?
No, I'm not losing money. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous to me.
Maybe his initial motivations for helping the Jews to escape were a bit pragmatic, especially about his factory. But the advice that he got from the character played by Ben Kingsley, and somehow or other his own experience, drew the best out of him. And so he was able, let's say, from the back pew, so to speak, able to come forward in a righteous kind of way and actually do good for thousands of Jewish people who were on their way to possible extermination. And so I thought, yes, we need to look, when we consider this parable, at people who didn't seem righteous, but circumstances and grace, so to speak, enable them to be their better selves.
Isn't this a lot like many of our Catholic saints? Maybe not starting off as completely perfect and holy, but learning along the way and then actually do something that is of great heroic virtue.
It is really, and that is an interesting thing about the nature of sanctity. I suppose you can go back to St. Augustine and you can go to St. Francis of Assisi, just to take two, who started, let's say, like the tax collector at the back, but grace touching them, they were able to achieve a holiness, which of course is one of the challenges of Lent.